Here on the radio, so we have some guests in from Kiwanis. Jeanette Miller and Pat Gamble joining us this morning. First of all, ladies, thanks for coming, both of you.
Thank you.
Wednesday after a busy election day, and we've got some things to talk about, like wreaths and Christmas and all kinds of things that the Kiwanis is involved in. Thanks for coming in. Pat, I'm going to start with you for no apparent good reason, but we just wanted to first of all welcome you in, and since the calendar says the wreath event is coming up first, let's start there and we'll talk about what's going on.
Okay, well, I'm going to defer to Jeanette, but she's going to talk about the reason, then I'll catch you up with the parade.
Sounds like
That's
a great
good.
Deal. Okay, well, I guess we now know who's on first, right?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for having us. The fifth annual community fundraiser is the Christmas wreaths mm-hmm. and more, the Bartlesville holiday wreaths and more. And it actually started as a way to get all of our nonprofits a way to get their names out. And so it's a great resource for networking for our nonprofits, but they also get to show off their talents and show off their skills. So it's at the Hilton Garden Inn, and they are our presenting sponsor last year, mm-hmm. and they've been really great to allow us to put our wreaths out a day in advance. So this year that's going to be November the 28th on Wednesday. So come look at those wreaths. They're out in the lobby, and so people can look at them and start deciding who they're going to bid on.
Yeah, and those wreaths, actually the nonprofits are delivering those wreaths the day of the event, right?
So they're delivering them on Tuesday the 27th, okay. Then they'll be on display the 28th and the 29th.
And so, yeah, they'll be nice and fresh, all freshly
yes.
put together by whoever is doing all the artistry for all those groups.
Yes, and they are beautiful. They do some really wonderful jobs mm-hmm. on the wreaths.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. And so we're inviting the public in, and it's as an awareness event, but it's also a fundraiser for you.
It is. All of the money that a nonprofit makes off of their wreath from the silent bid goes directly to that nonprofit. So it's another way of just to help them get a little bit of nonprofit, a little bit of money for their organization before Christmas. We will have the grand marshals for the Christmas parade will be there, and I'll let Pat tell you who those are in just a bit.
Okay. Well, those already made public, but we'll remind people who they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
They retired Police Chief Tom Holland
right.
and retired City Manager Ed Gordon.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, and they're going to be great. We also have Haley Huey. She's a new reporter since August at Channel 8 News, and she's going to be there and kind of MC.
I didn't want to jump in too much because you were looking over at Pat, and I figured Pat had the words you were looking for right on the tip of her tongue. But I haven't met her yet, but the folks down at Channel 8 always do a nice job mm-hmm. for them.
They do.
Yeah. So it's going to be an event that people are invited to at the Hilton Garden Inn
yes.
to come have a good time.
Yes, and we have tickets for sale. It is $10 per ticket, and you can buy those tickets at the Eastside Arvest Bank or at the Truity downtown. $10 are online at bartlesville.org.
And the nonprofits, large and small,
yes.
and sometimes it doesn't matter whether, and I'll just pull a couple out of the hat, and I don't know that they're the ones participating at all, but it could be as large as the Red Cross or the Boy Scouts, or it could be as small as ARF or Crime Stoppers. So it all works.
Exactly. It is.
Yeah.
And
we have 42 nonprofits participating this year. We had thought to cap it at 40, but we had space for a little few more. So we have 42 participating this year. And as Jeanette said, those tickets are $10. But a $10 ticket is a vote for your favorite nonprofit as well. So even if you cannot attend the event, you can purchase those tickets and stuff that ballot box, because the nonprofits that win will get a cash prize that night as well.
That's great. And, of course, the nonprofits, all of them, again, regardless of size, $25, $50, $200, $2,000, they all come together to get the job done.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Yeah. And so it's a fun event at the Hilton Garden Inn, and I'm sure somebody's going to get something good to eat, whether they eat there at the Hilton Garden Inn or maybe one of the downtown restaurants before they go to your event.
Yes, and with your ticket, there are refreshments, so come eat the good food from the Hilton Garden Inn.
Absolutely. And, the Kiwanis is so involved in community events, whether it's, and I think particularly you're known for some, like the Christmas Parade, we'll talk mm-hmm. about that in just a moment, but service to youth, and of course, things like miniature golf and a lot of other things going on throughout the year that Kiwanians are involved in.
Freedom Fest is a biggie for us.
You think?
Well.
I've had a little bit of help on that over years, so it's a great event, and we thank the Kiwanis Club for starting and continuing every year with their assistance on Freedom Fest. That's great. Well, tell me about the Christmas parade, because it's coming up, as I recall, December 1st.
December 1st. We've actually chosen to make it the first weekend in December, regardless of the date. And so this year that happens to be December 1st. And actually, Bartosz, I was looking back, and Kiwanis has been involved in the Christmas parade since 2010. I mean, time really does fly when you're having fun.
It does.
I hadn't realized it had been that long. But we do use the parade as a fundraiser to support our scholarship programs, and we give a cash recognition to an eighth grade boy and girl, sophomores and seniors. And so we use that for that. And we have several different categories for sponsorship in the parade that allows us to use it as a fundraiser. Of course, we have a presenting sponsor that's $1,000, and this year we've not had any takers for that, so that's still open. We will take your sponsorship and take your money right up until the Friday before, actually.
Oh, but again, there's only one presenting sponsor.
There's only one presenting
sponsor. The first organization, business, individual that steps up, you get it.
You get it. That's correct. But we do have sponsors for the high school bands. This year, the Bartlesville High School Band is being sponsored by Chenoweth and Cohen. The Dewey High School Band, we don't have a sponsor for that right now. We have someone considering that. We should know that this weekend or so. The Grand Marshal, of course, is being sponsored by Truity Credit Union. The patriotic sponsor is Bartlesville Ambulance. Santa Claus will have Mr. and Mrs. Claus this year. Musselman Abstract is a long-term sponsor of that. And then we have some judged categories. And those categories are for business, nonprofit, parade theme, overall winner, and corporate. And we have sponsors for those categories as well. Those nonprofits or entries in those categories will actually receive a recognition plaque highlighting their sponsorship, and they have the opportunity to have first, second, or third place. And the overall winner sponsor this year is Brian Little, Haley, and Kent. Non-business, nonprofit is Southern Abstract. Business, of course, is radio station KWN, KYFM, KRIG, KPMG, and corporate is Cliff's Flooring and Windows.
That's great to have that list of businesses that have stepped forward to help out with the parade. It's a downtown Bartlesville event. It's a highlight every year. It was two or three, it's been probably longer than that. I'll say just a few years ago, we had to stop the parade for a few minutes for a proposal.
That's right. Well, this year we do have it won't be a proposal, but it will be something different that we're, and I'm actually going to give you that tidbit ahead of time, but I don't want to give it out to the audience right now.
We'll talk
because
later.
We wanted it to be a surprise.
Okay.
But there'll be a little bit, a couple of different things in the parade this year to highlight that.
Sounds great. And of course, the parade route, it's traditional. You step off from the Phillips parking lot downtown and make the usual route down Frank Phillips, head toward the community center, and then back to the parking lot.
That's correct. The parade route has not changed this year, but the time, starting time of the parade did. We are starting at 6:30 this year. We found that when we were judging, and sometimes when it's lighter, the floats don't get we don't get the benefit of all they've done with the lights and all of their decorations, and so we're starting just a little bit later, so it's a little bit darker.
Yeah, and of course, that's the reason you have everybody assemble at the first glance pretty early, just so you can judge all the events, because it takes a while for the judges to go around and, like you said, see the lights, and sometimes it's the music effect or whatever may be on the parade float that really makes it special.
Exactly. This year, the lineup actually starts at 2 o'clock. The judging, if you're going to be judged, the floats have to be in line and in place by 4:45. And that's with the float finalized, all the lights on, all the music going, and so the judges can be able to do that before the parade starts. The entry fee for the parade, since we do use it as a fundraiser, is $30 for businesses and $15 for nonprofits. But there's an early $5 discount you get if you register by November 15th.
Okay. So tick, 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 tick. That's 8 days from now.
That's 8 days from now.
So, again, it's an important that I don't care if you're a nonprofit or a business, save the $5 and get your name down early. It may or may not affect where your parade lineup is, because we need to separate musical events and different things that might interfere with the display from the other one. And so you separate them out and maybe put a band or a walking event or a car or something in the middle, because some people don't want to go through all the trouble of a big float. But newly elected officials or re-elected officials or dignitaries like the grand marshals, they need their space too.
Exactly. One of the ways that we can know who's going to be in the parade is the entry form is online, is that BartlesvilleChristmas.org. You can pay online with PayPal, and you can, that information comes to us. But do let us know when you fill out those entry forms, the size of your entry, how many, if you have walkers, if there are 10, that's a different space than if they're 24. So let us know that as well. And we, and as Charlie said, we'll try to get you placed so that your entry is highlighted in the parade.
It works out. The parade, particularly since the Kiwanis have taken it over, and I'm not saying bad things about previous administrations, I'm just saying you guys do a great job.
Thank you.
It's a lot of fun, and it's a highlight for the evening and first weekend of the month. Weather can, will, and does occasionally play a factor, and sometimes it's really cold out there, and sometimes it's a really nice evening, and the weather is the weather.
I've experienced both. Last year was just an absolute wonderful parade day. We actually started lining up the parade site, the staging area, at 9 o'clock in the morning. So we were not fighting rain that day, but it was a good parade. Even if weather does play a factor, because there are so many other events in the area, we don't anticipate a next weekend event.
Right.
Dewey Parade, we know, is already scheduled, and so we would not do that.
And I haven't seen the date on it, but I'm going to go on past performance. And then the next weekend is the Oshelita Parade, and we just have Christmas parades taking advantage of those Saturdays, and whatever it is happens. I believe there was a time, and it's been a few years, that it was postponed, but it's been a long time since Bartlesville had to postpone a parade.
Yes.
This is just a wonderful event. Kiwanians get together and get it all done, again, whether we're talking about Freedom Fest or, again, the wreath event. The wreath, the nonprofits have already signed up for the wreath event, and you've got your 42.
We got 42. We actually had 40, which was our original cutoff, really early into our promotion of it. And then we had two more that wanted to sign up. One of the neat ones, I think, is Tom Mix is coming.
Yes, museum, that's right.
Museum that didn't know about it until afterwards. So negotiations with Angela at the Hilton Inn, and she said, we can make room for them. So we're real excited. Last year, it was right up to the last week that we were trying to get our 40, and this year, it's just been wonderful, the people wanting to get involved with it.
Or you need to work out something with the Hilton so they can put up four more walls so you can work up more
yes.
more wreaths. But they are a nice host site for you for your event.
One of the really neat things about the entries this year is we have some that are very new.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the 40, some nonprofits had to step back this year and not be involved, but we have some new ones that have now learned about the event and really want to be a part of it.
Website to sign up for the Christmas parade.
BartlesvilleChristmas.org.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. We've covered a lot of ground in not a lot of time, but again, we've been talking with Jeanette Miller and Pat Gamble. Kiwanians invite you to their events, and you need to sign up for the Christmas parade today.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM.